Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you, and we want to welcome all of you on this Music Sunday that we celebrate every May, and we're so glad that you're with us today. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be talking from Psalm 148 about let all creation sing and praise the Lord, and we'll be looking at that. But as we get ready, we want to open our hearts and open our mouths and sing out today as we worship the Lord together. So let's stand together and begin by singing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the
Let's join together for our call to worship. Let us join the heavenly host in praising God.
Praise God, sun, moon, and shining stars.
Let us join the earthly creatures in praising God.
Praise God, all creatures high and low.
Young men and women alike, old and young together, let us sing for joy. Well, let's begin by singing there our first hymn, hymn number 31, To God Be the Glory, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. We're doing three verses.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done, so life and redemption to win. the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, then moment from Jesus a pardon receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Well, let's join together for our opening prayer. Mighty God, the first and last of all things, you are worthy of praise from all of creation. Receive our praise in song this day, for you are the source of our life and hope, holy God, ever three and ever one. Amen. And you may be seated this morning.
Have a seat. How's everybody doing today? Huh? Okay. So, I'm glad to see all of you guys today. I'm Pastor Jason, if you don't know me. Now, let me ask you a question. I can't ask you a question? No. Okay. Here's my question. Do you like it when somebody tells you you're doing a great job? Do you like that? Do you like it when mom says, you're just doing such a great job today? Yeah, you like that, don't you? I like that when my mom told me that. Yes, I know. Or when grandma does, or Nana, or however, whichever terminology you use, or grandma, or papa. Or how about your teacher? Yes, that's something when they say, you're doing such a good job today. Yeah, we like to be praised, don't we? We do. We like when somebody says, yes. When you're doing a great job, when you are kind to somebody and they see you and they say, boy, that's really good that you're doing that. Or you help your sister pick up her toys when you really don't have to. You pick up your toys? Oh, that's good. Yes. Well, that's a great job when you do that. And because, you know, moms like that when you do that. Well, guess what? God likes to receive praise too. And that's why we sing all the hymns that we say. To God be the glory, great things he has done. We were just singing it a minute ago, weren't we? Yes. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. You know what? Do you like singing? You don't like singing? Something's not right. Where's Grandma? Grandma Carrie's going to have to talk to you because she loves singing. Her whole family loves singing. You like singing? Do you have favorite songs? Okay, I'm going to tell them, and Chase may not like this, but when Chase was young, you know what he liked to watch every day and would just kind of stand about, I don't know, 6-8 feet from the TV? Was the Wiggles. You ever heard of the Wiggles? Yeah, they may not be on TV anymore, but they would sing these songs. And he would stand there with them and sing and do the clapping and all that. What's about singing? It makes us feel good, doesn't it? Do you have a song that you like to sing and it just makes you happy? What is it? Which one is it? Oh, okay, yes. So, yeah, there's all kinds of songs that we can sing that make us happy. And when you get older, you'll probably like music more. But music and singing is a great thing. It kind of gives us strength. And if we've been having a sad day, it kind of helps us have a happy day. And that's right. And when we sing to God, the same thing happens. When we sing to God and come to church, it makes us happy. Like the choir was just singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. You can tap your toes. You can click your fingers. All of that. Because singing and music and praising God helps pick us up when we're down. And makes us happy when we're sad. Okay? All right. You can go on downstairs this morning.
He's heading out that way. I think he just didn't know what to think of me. Well, as we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share. So let's begin. Someone this morning. And you said Jennifer, is that what I... Yeah, okay. So she was asking prayers for Jennifer. She needs a special van so that she can get into it. And they were talking about the new ones are too tall. And used ones right now are probably very expensive because all used vehicles are very expensive right now. So I believe God cares about that van for her and to help her. So definitely want to keep Jennifer in our prayers this morning. Someone else? Yes. Okay, so Janet is in ICU, and then I did not catch the name of the second person. What?
Pat.
Pat, okay. Usually when I'm asking for prayer requests, I don't need last names. Just give me first names, unless it's like for funerals and stuff like that, then I like to have the family name first. So Janet in ICU with lung blood clots and some other issues with the other lung. Pat with open heart, stroke, valves, and now infection. So we want to remember both of them in our prayers. Someone else, I saw, yeah. Yes, and we mentioned her last week in church, so yes, congratulations.
I also had a student, he's 5 years old, he had open heart surgery.
Oh boy.
And it's common with a syndrome he has, so he got through the surgery okay, but just a quick recovery for him, but on the long road.
Are you allowed to share his name or not?
It's Ben.
Ben, okay. So we want to remember Ben, who had... Did he have open heart surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, so recovery now from that then. Okay, definitely want to. Wow, very young. So we definitely want to lift that up, lift him up. Yeah. Okay, I heard mom and dad and then I didn't hear any of the rest. Oh, gotcha. Traveling mercies then. Yeah. We can do that. We want to pray for them as they're going to be traveling down to Florida where it's warmer yet. So, yeah. Yeah. I want to continue to pray for Bruce for as he is going. Is he still continuing treatments or... Okay, yeah, I know, and it can be really bad sometimes, and yeah, so, and I saw another hand, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, our daughter, she and the boys, her ex-husband is very unstable, and her concern is that she's safety.
Okay, definitely want to keep Tammy and the boys in our prayers today. Someone else? Oh, we got multiple ones here. Go ahead, Jody.
My dad was able to get out on a golf course this week with his golfing buddies. Didn't play very well, but they didn't keep score, and we're just happy to see him. So a certain joy that he was able to get out into that.
Yeah, it's probably been what? a year and a half, 2 years since he's been able to do that. Yeah, so, and then I saw, yeah. Okay, so we want to remember their friends in prayer today for travel, but also the loss of the loved one there. And then I saw a couple other hands.
I pray for my nephew, Danny, who has done wonderful for 3 years, but he is trying to go on his own, and he's on the road again.
Okay, so we want to remember Danny. Pray for protection over him and as he is on the road. And then did I see another hand? Yeah.
Also pray for Trevor Sandler. He's the one that had cancer and he's 19 and he's in the hospital.
Yeah, and sometimes people come to that place, but we'll continue to lift up Trevor in our prayers. And then I thought I saw another one. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so your family did see Buffalo? That's what I thought, yeah. And we know God knows all about that. And yeah. Anybody else then this morning?
Man is waiting on test results.
Okay. Did anybody hear about Greg this week? Was he getting that test this week?
Yesterday.
Okay. 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 And did they give any time period on how the results and everything?
She didn't tell me that.
Okay. We definitely want to keep him in our prayers. Also for Mandy, both of those situations regarding test results. And I thought I saw another. Was there another one? Yeah.
My dear friend, Bill Schreiber.
Yes. Definitely want to keep Bill in our prayers and asking for strength for him. And so anybody else? Yeah. I didn't hear any of that. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it has been nice. And thank God our farmers have been able to get into the fields and probably got a lot of planting done. And I think so, too, that it wasn't a lot, but it was enough to kind of settle the dust. And yes. Yeah. Somebody had posted a picture. It was the Ohio AgNet posted a picture on Facebook. It's somewhere in Ohio. They were planting and the field just looked horribly dry. I don't know where that was at. If they got some of this rain, they probably really needed it. So anybody else then?
Okay. One person, Jess. Aaron's one from Wilmington College. She was funded. I'm pregnant. She's 7 months and she's having difficulties.
Okay. She was sharing that, asking for prayers for Jess, which is Aaron's friend from college, who had, it sounds like, a hard time getting pregnant. She finally got pregnant, and you said 7 months?
7 months.
7 months, but she's starting to have difficulties. So asking for prayer for Jess and the baby there, and definitely want to do that. We know God knows about that too. So all of our needs there. Well, there's lots of them there. We want to continue lifting up those on our monthly list. Some of those we are praying for even today, but that have been mentioned by name, but we continue to want to lift them up. So as she plays, we'll give you a chance to pray, and then I'll come and close out. Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness in our lives. We are thankful for the sunshine and even the little bit of rain that we received. And we're thankful that the farmers were able to get into the fields and get a lot more planting done. And we ask that you will continue to watch over them and keep them in your care over the next month or so as they are trying to finish up and get the rest of their crops in. And we're so grateful for that. And Lord, we lift up so many that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up Bill, we lift up Greg, we lift up Mandy, we lift up Trevor today, we lift up Danny, we lift up Tammy and the boys, we lift up Bruce, we lift up Jennifer, we lift up Janet, we lift up Pat, we lift up Ben, and we lift up Jess today. Each one of them that have been mentioned by name, Lord, you know the need. You know what's going on there. And we just ask for your hand of goodness to be extended to each one of them. Many of them are in need of your healing touch. They are in need of strength as they're recovering. Some of them are facing challenges as they're going through treatments and other things. We just ask that you would be with each of them and that your hand will be with them. Lord, we lift up the Shalps as they're going to be traveling. And the friends of Georgia, as they are going to be traveling, we just pray that you'll be with them and give them a safe trip. We pray for Tammy and the boys. We ask your continued protection and safety there and give them peace of mind in the midst of everything. We also lift up the family in Buffalo, God. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your love and your goodness to be extended into their lives. And we just ask that you would do that work as only you can do, because you know what's going on there and what is happening. And we thank you for that today. We lift up Ukraine, God. We're continuing asking for your strength for those people as they are facing. I just can't even begin to imagine what they're totally going through, and the loss, and the loss of loved ones, their loss of their homes, loss of towns and places that they were so familiar with and loved. And God, we just pray for strength, and we pray also that somehow, some way, that there would be a way to bring peace and reconciliation in the midst of such terror and destruction, God. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service today, Lord, and your blessing upon us as we go forth this week, that you will use us to be a blessing to others and extend your love, as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord. thank you for joining us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we know that God continues to use us to be a blessing in various ways. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Generous God, we bless you for your gift of life. Bless this offering we bring and make it a sign of hope and renewal in the world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 148 this morning. This is our lectionary song, psalm today, and we're going to be reading the entire psalm, and you can follow along there. Praise the Lord! Let the skies be filled with praise, and the highest heaven with the shouts of glory. Go ahead, praise Him, all you His messengers. Praise Him some more, all you heavenly hosts. Keep it up, sun and moon. Don't stop now, all of you twinkling stars of light. Take it up even higher, up to the highest heavens, until the cosmic chorus thunders His praise. Let the entire universe erupt with praise to God. He spoke and created it all, from nothing to something. He established the cosmos to last forever, and He stands behind His commands, so His orders will never be revoked. Let the earth join in with this parade of praise. You mighty creatures of the ocean's depths, echo in exaltation. lightning, hail, snow, clouds, and stormy winds that fulfill his word. Bring your melody, O mountains and hills, trees of the forest and fields. Harmonize your praise. Praise him, all ye beasts and birds, mice and men, kings and queens, princes and princesses, young men and maidens, children and babes, old and young alike, everyone everywhere. Let them all join in with this orchestra of praise. For the name of the Lord is the only name we raise. His stunning splendor ascends higher than the heavens. He anoints his people with strength and authority, showing his great favor to all his godly lovers, even to this his princely people, Israel, who are so close to his heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is God's word for us this morning. I pray that the Lord will bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds today, and that God will give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to the church today. Amen. Amen. Well, a couple lived near the ocean and used to walk the beach a lot. One summer, they noticed a girl was at the beach almost every day. Now, this wasn't an unusual thing, nor was the travel bag that she was carrying, except for one thing. She would approach people who were sitting on the beach, glance around, kind of unusual, and then speak to them. Generally, the people would respond negatively and she would wander off, but occasionally she would nod and there would be a quick exchange of niceties and sometimes money, and then she would give them something that she was carrying in her bag. Well, the couple assumed she was selling drugs and debated calling the police. But since they didn't know for sure, they just continued to watch her. Well, after a couple weeks, the wife said, "Honey, have you noticed she's only gone up to people with boom boxes and other electronic devices?" Well, he hadn't noticed it. And then she said, "Tomorrow, I want you to get a towel and bring our big radio out to the beach with us. Then we can find out what she's doing." Well, her plan went off without a hitch, and the wife was almost hopping up and down in anticipation when she saw the young girl talking to her husband and then leave. Well, the man walked up the beach and met his wife. "Well, is she selling drugs?" kind of excitedly in her voice. "No, she's not," he said, enjoying this probably more than he should have. "Well, what is it then? What does she do?" she kind of shrieked. The man grinned and said, "Her name is Sally, and she's a battery salesperson." "Batteries?" replied the wife. "Yes," he replied. "She sells sea cells by the seashore." I couldn't pass that one up. I was thinking of Jim Pence the whole time I thought of that one. He loved those kind of jokes. And if you knew him, he told those often. Yeah. All creation sings this morning. Sunsets and sunrises are some of the most beautiful experiences in the world. Oh, I forgot to change that over. Well, anyways, this is what I wanted you to see. So here's one of them. This is a sunrise. Gosh, you can't see it, can you? Can you see it? It's a sunrise going over a wheat field. And if you can, it's hard to see. At least I can't. Maybe you can see it better. It's not very good, is it? We need to get that covered up soon. So, and then here's another one that I like. You probably can't see this one, but there's a sunset and there's a horse there. In the farm there, and you see the fence and the gated area there where the horse is inside. Maybe you've seen sunsets or sunrises while walking on the beach, hiking in the hills or mountains, maybe boating out on the lake, with family, or maybe a drive in the car, or maybe while you were flying on the plane. I remember one time seeing a sunset while flying in the plane, just beautiful. And Jody and I multiple times have seen them on the beaches and different places in Hawaii, was some of the most beautiful. Or maybe for some of you, it was just sitting out on your deck or on your front porch. There's been some beautiful ones out here. Sometimes people will post them on Facebook, and you just see the beautiful colors and the arrays. And whenever and however it happened, such moments for me often causes me to pause and in that moment just enjoy the wonder of creation, to marvel at God's beauty. But it also sometimes motivates me to join in one great choir of praise. Because what we're looking at is the beauty of creation praising God. And all kinds of things. And we're going to talk more about that as we go through. But on this Music Sunday, I want to stretch your imaginations for just a moment. To stretch your imaginations regarding the grandeur and wonder of creation. And just imagine, if you can, creation just being what it is singing out to God in wonder and praising God. So as I spoke about just a moment ago, this one great choir, if you can imagine it, the biggest choir I think I've ever seen was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. When I was a kid, 10, 12 years old, we were traveling out west, and we stopped and we went to go see the big tabernacle that they have. Mom and Dad wanted to see it. And the huge stage that's up there where the choir comes together and sings there. And just imagine. So my question for us this morning is, who makes up this great choir? Who's a part of it and why? And that's what we're going to just look at for fun this morning. Just something to just stretch our minds a little bit and just think about how great God is. So let's begin, and we can kind of break up this psalm in two ways. First of all, there is a heavenly choir that sings. This great choir comprises vast entities of the universe, as we read there. First, the psalmist talks about God's angels and messengers that are called upon to join the choir of praise to God. Next, think about this for a minute. The sun, the moon, the stars. You know, in the psalmist's day, there were people outside of Israel that worshiped them as gods and goddesses. And yet we see in this psalm where the sun and moon and stars are called upon to worship God. And finally, the call goes out to the sky above, the sky that brings rain when we need it, ever so often, or however that is, that brings water to the earth, that nourishes where we live at so we can survive and be people that enjoy life here, is called upon to praise God. Now, why is that? Why does God call on these heavenly hosts? Well, it says it right there. This great choir is summoned to praise because God made them and sustains them forever. You know, as I just mentioned a second ago, without these entities, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky that brings water, and all those things that we often take for granted, without them, we wouldn't be able to live on this planet. We wouldn't be able to exist on this planet. We enjoy the beauty of a sunset. We marvel at the wonder of a waterfall. We find rest at the sound of the ocean waves crashing in on the shore because they function as God made them. And every time they do what they are doing, they are singing a chorus of praise to God. But that's not all, because there's more to this choir than just the heavenlies. There's also an earthly choir that sings. An earthly choir. What's that choir involve? Well, this great choir also includes various features of our planet. Now, we might think, oh, it's just human beings. But no, the psalmist says it's all kinds. It's the great sea creatures. It's the oceans. Even the weather. Now, I don't know about you, but I see a lot of crazy comments that are made on Facebook about Ohio weather a lot. One moment it's snowing and the next day it's 70. And it's just kind of the craziness of the way the weather is in Ohio. But the great, all these things, the great sea creatures, the oceans, the weather, the mountains, the hills, the trees, the animals. And yes, even those things that scare you, those little creepy crawler things, you know, that crawl around that you find in your house sometimes that you don't like, or the flying bugs and things that fly around. And yes, human beings, we're all called to praise the Lord, from the greatest to the smallest. They're all summoned to praise God. You know what that says to me? It doesn't matter social status. Social status doesn't matter. It can be kings or it can be babies, as the psalmist says. We are all one small part of what God has created, and that God beckons us to give forth praise. Now, here's what I want you to catch a hold of. You may have understood all that and heard something similar to that before, but I'm not sure if you've heard this before that I talked a little bit with the kids about. And that is, all are summoned to worship because praise is our strength. Praise is our strength. The psalmist talks about how God has brought forth a horn among his people. And that term horn is a metaphor that means strength. And so what we see is the psalmist is trying to say that God gives fresh strength and courage to us when we praise the Lord. Now, let me say something here. Who would have thought that we would gain strength when we praise God? Most of us who don't like to sing probably don't like to praise God. I'm thinking through the years that I've pastored and I met people, they don't like to sing. They don't show much emotions. And then I've had those people that if they could start dancing in the church, they probably would. Because they're so excited and they give God praise, and there's an excitement and exuberance in the way that they express their love for God. Who would have thought that the strength of God's people is their praise? As I was sharing with the kids, when we're down, when we sing, when we voice our praise, that lifts us up. So here's what I want you to hear. When we're down and out, discouraged and depressed, frustrated and fallen, overwhelmed and overlooked, if we will lift up our voices, if we can remember and sing, we will find strength again in the midst of whatever we're going through. God renews our strength when we praise the Lord. It's an awesome thought. And I want you to, and hopefully you can see a little bit of it. It's kind of hard to see. It's just a beautiful picture of creation that was captured here on earth. It's an awesome thought to consider that we human beings are part of creation singing to God. Just as the sun and moon and sea creatures and weather does. And at the same time, it's hard to be too full of oneself when creeping things are on the one side of us and great redwood trees are on the other side of us in that choir loft, so to speak. And we're standing next to one another, singing out our praise to God. We might say it like this. We all matter, but we are not all that matters. What else is there to say after we've made life's journey, as the hymn writer said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, and we've seen time and time again that God is with us, God is for us, God is faithful, and God often intervenes in our lives in ways that we may not always know about and see. So let me say this morning, let us join with all creation and sing, all creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice with us and sing, alleluia, alleluia. I found out this week, I did not know this. I always knew that that was written by Francis of Assisi, but I did not know that that was written and it was originally entitled something about the trees singing forth. And then it was adjusted for us in our world today. Let that be part of our lives too. All creation sings. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and shake a few hands, say hi to one another, greet one another, and then we will close out with our little chorus. We worship and adore you this morning. Join together and sing. I hope you remember this one. It's been a little while, but it's one of my favorites. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise singing, hallelujahs ringing, bowing my favorites. Well, let's join together for our benediction. As we go forth, may God's song fill our hearts.
God's grace will fill our mouths this week.
May the love of God, which covers us by Christ Jesus, be in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits as we go forth into God's world. Amen.